Welcome, horse lovers. This is the Heart Horse Podcast. We're coming to you from the Heart Horse headquarters in Los Angeles, California, with your hosts, Charlotte and Tista. On today's episode, we are going to talk about some current events that are going on, and that specifically is the protest over George Floyd's murder and Black Lives Matter movement. Alrighty. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Tista.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had such an amazing day with you yesterday. I'm really, really grateful for it, and I'm really excited to share what we did.
Me too. I feel so filled up in my heart from that whole day and really inspired, so I'm so excited to share it with all of you.
So Charlotte and I yesterday went to the Compton Peace Walk and Peace Ride. That was held in Compton, California, and it was led by the mayor of Compton and was a demonstration and protest over the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many other Black lives. And the point was to, you know, show solidarity with the Compton community, or the point of why we went, was to show solidarity with the Compton community, and specifically with the Black equestrian community that is thriving in Compton. Peace Ride was led by the Compton Cowboys, and we were really grateful to be able to go and show our support and, you know, also provide water for the horses.
Yes, it felt really amazing to be able to bring something tangible, and so we showed up with a bunch of buckets and our camping jugs and set up a little area to offer water to the horses and dogs, and we brought water for people too, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, it felt amazing to get out there and be doing something in real life that is physical, as opposed to, you know, we've been working really hard on doing research on our own and, you know, online in books and directly from Black people. And it felt really amazing to get out of the bubble of, you know, digesting information on your own and then seeing what all that information can bring and how incredible it feels to be present with such a diverse group, with everybody feeling so filled up. It was so many smiles. It was yelling. It's tears too. You know, it's not all fun and games. Of course, it's not just a big party by any means, but it was amazing to be able to come together over the just, you know, intense systemic white privilege and racism in this country, and to come together for something that is so serious and so tragic, and to be able to find happiness and joy within the other people there really speaks to the incredible nature of the human heart.
Absolutely. And thanks for saying that, because I did want to say, you know, if you're listening out there, you know, we recognize that this is an issue that brings up a lot of emotion for a lot of people and for different reasons. And from the place we're coming from, you know, as the owners of Heart Horse, as individuals as well, is that, you know, we're just here to discuss this topic in a way that highlights that it's a human issue. This isn't about politics. This is a human issue. So we're all involved, you know, and we all...
Yeah, there's no one that isn't participating.
Right.
Even if you think you're not participating, that is a form of participation.
Exactly.
So we really just want to take accountability and responsibility in that space, and also realize that the important thing that we can do as white people of privilege in this country is provide space for Black voices to be heard, to learn from Black people, and to be supporting organizations that are run by Black people that already exist.
Exactly. So maybe we can talk a little bit about how the day went and then kind of get into like what we've been learning about, how we've been approaching everything with our business, what our kind of plans are.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So we found out about the Compton Peace Ride from the Compton Cowboys Instagram. It's at Compton Cowboys. And, you know, we knew we weren't going to be riding in it because we don't really have horses that were prepared for that because, you know, that's a conversation that's been happening too about bringing horses into those kinds of spaces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we firmly believe that it shouldn't be done unless the horses are really well prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And happy to say, like, it went very well. But anyway, so we found out about the Peace Ride and we decided that we would want to go. And we had the idea to bring some water for horses and for people because it's Southern California, like very hot and dry. And it was just a way that we felt that we could be of use and of service mm-hmm. to the community there. So we got some other people on board. We had our friends Claire and Leah and Tommy come with us mm-hmm. and made a little plan for the day, you know, the day before to plan out how to stay safe. Like made an emergency meeting point, decided where we were going to park, you know, what the plan was, which honestly, like all was kind of, I mean, I'm glad we planned it out, but it ended up being unnecessary because it was such a beautiful, peaceful
yes.
event.
Yes.
So we got there and we had brought two really big, I have these like camp water jugs. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much they fit, but we brought those and a bunch of buckets for the horses and just parked and then found our way over kind of just in time. Do you want to?
Yes. It was interesting actually as we found our way, the end point of the walk was at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial mm-hmm. in Compton. And so we found our way there and it was empty when we arrived pretty much. Yeah. And then as we started to make our way towards what we knew was the path, it was like right when everybody who was leading the walk was coming up. And it was sort of this perfect place to get caught because we had all this water for people. And, you know, we ended up just immediately ripping open the cartons and handing it to everybody who had just been walking the whole way. And, you know, again, a hot day, everyone had been you know, marching and chanting and holding signs. And it felt really beautiful to be able to meet those people with support right before they yeah. got to the final point and make sure that everybody was hydrated and feeling good and feeling supported.
Yeah, it was really, it was just so funny. We're like about to walk down these stairs and suddenly like, there's everybody, there's the whole
yes.
walk. It was wonderful. And the Compton mayor was there and she was, supporting everyone and leading chants, and it was really beautiful to see that. So after we kind of just, that wave of people kind of came through, we had an opening and we were able to get the water down to where the horses were going to walk through. And
yes, fumbling along
with
our dolly with so much water
and big signs. And so we set up in time to watch the horses all come down as part of the walk. And it was really powerful to see all the riders there and, all the horses just doing, you know, really well, like in what you would think would be a really challenging, stressful environment for them. So very happy to see that.
Yes, 100%. I really was struck by the connection that the riders all had with their horses, how prepared the horses were, and I really think that's such a testament to, I know that I've been hearing people speaking out against that. And I think, you know, don't put something down unless you're going to go and show up and see it for yourself, because an assumption is never something that should turn into a judgment.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy to let that happen.
It is really.
So the riders came by and it was not well planned on our part, I guess, that we were like trying to offer water right there because it's like people are moving, like the walk is happening. So anyway, not a lot of horses stopped there, but we had several dogs
yes.
get water from us at that point. And so once the entire group went by, because the horses were towards the end, mm-hmm. We like regrouped and put our water buckets back on the dolly and took them over to where all the horses were standing for the, I don't know what you would call it, just sort of like,
I guess the speakers.
The speakers,
portion.
Yeah, the speakers portion outside of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. So we brought all the water over there and it was just like a great, everyone was so just like, it had such a feeling of everyone was just so happy to be there and to be supporting each other. And, you know, people, we were asking people questions, talking to them about where they were from, you know, they were coming up to us and asking where we were from and, like, you know, thanking us for being there, and we were thanking them for being there, and it was just a really beautiful moment.
It was so amazing. I mean, one of the first people we spoke to said that he has been riding horses in Compton since 1983.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, for me, that was so eye-opening, because I've noticed just as, you know, as the Black Lives Matter movement has become such a universal topic and people are really responding in this moment. I think in terms of thinking about the equestrian community, a lot of us can say, you know, where are the Black equestrians? A lot of us assume that it's predominantly white, and certainly there are many spaces where it is. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so important to instead turn the attention to how many Black equestrians there are. They mm-hmm. are there, and, you know, white equestrians have not been doing a good job of creating space for them, but they are thriving anyway, and they are paving their own way, and it's so beautiful to have a window into that and to really see how wrong that assumption has been in the past, and to be able to witness what already exists that we've been blind to.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, just seeing, you know, how it's like such a thriving community and so supported in their community too, just seeing, you know, having them there, it just goes to show, like, it's such a deep part of it, you know.
Yes, and it was so amazing to see the, you know, the expanse of the riders that were there. There were riders of all genders, all ages. Mm-hmm. My goodness, that was amazing. From the tiniest riders to, you know, a really amazing old cowboy from Malibu that we met. And it was really, like, you know, the full span.
Yeah, it was great. So we were there with the water. Some horses actually did drink from it, which was yay. So happy, because, I mean, we just know in general, like, it's a saying for a reason.
Yes.
You can lead a horse to water, but it made us very happy to see them drink the water. And we got to talk to a lot of people, and it was just really great. And the entire thing was so peaceful and so wonderful. And we packed up at the end and made our way home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just really grateful. One of the things that we, you know, talked about yesterday when we all came back together was, you know, how good it was to go and put a face to protest and to be really a part of one. For myself, that was honestly the first protest I think I've ever gone to. Mm-hmm. Just as someone who has a very difficult time with large crowds in general.
Yeah.
It's just something I haven't, it's not a way that I've chosen to kind of, like, express my support, but I do think it is a really, really important way to do that. And mm-hmm. I was really grateful that I was able to have a way to connect to that made sense to me. Like, you know, connecting to the equestrian community there, that was really, I felt confident there because I knew that, like, I was an equestrian and I was comfortable around horses, and mm-hmm. that gave me a focus.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that. And it felt, you know, if anyone out there is feeling like they're questioning their capability of being in spaces with a crowd or with loud noises, I say, bring your friends.
Yeah.
And you know, if it helps, I think making those plans ahead of time like we did.
So true.
Like, you know, in all likelihood, you're not going to have to use any of that information, but it's always good to have it in your back pocket, just like we do with our horses. We're always pre-planning and completely thinking about, you know, every possible scenario, and just offer yourself that same thing. Think about it for yourself, take care of yourself, but show up.
Yeah, show up. Yeah, and do it in a way that feels good for you. So we didn't, because of, like, all the water that we had with us, we ended up sort of setting up, you know, and where the horses were, kind of just outside of the main area where there were most of the people were congregated. Mm-hmm. And that actually felt really good because it gave us a chance to sort of talk to more people individually. And I think it felt safer. for us. You know, not that we had any reason to be concerned, but just, you know, for me being the first time, like, engaging in one of these protests, like, it felt really good to, like, kind of, you know, you don't have to get right in the middle of it. Like, if you're going to something, you know, you can find a way to make it make sense for you, but still show that, like, you're there to support the Black community and support these causes and make a change.
Absolutely. And I mean, even moving further out, like, you know, there, the road going alongside, the whole time there were cars honking and people waving. Like, there's so many ways to be a part of it, and you don't have to be front and center. And in fact, if you're a white person, you should not be front and center right now. So be there supporting, be there on the back end of things, and just be there to offer that love and make sure that people know that you're there for them. And, you know, we certainly didn't expect or intend to receive any sort of thanks. That's certainly not why we went there, but I can say that it felt really amazing to connect with people on that level and have so many people showing gratitude for our presence. And, you know, for me, that just really validated that that was definitely the right decision to make to go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's, a memory I'll cherish for, like, a long time.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. And I'm excited to see how we can continue to, you know, when we can start talking about that now. I mean, we have, we're making plans on how, you know, as a business and individuals, we can continue to show up and make change and amplify, you know, Black community, especially Black equestrians. And I forgot what I was going to say. I'm excited to continue to see how we can do that and take that into, you know, IRL, like how we can show up into different protests and, you know, or just in different communities. And this was only the beginning.
It really was. And, you know, I really agree with you about bringing it to real, tangible experiences. And speaking for myself, I really encourage anyone who's experiencing, you know, quote unquote, feed fatigue and is overwhelmed by how much information is available right now and coming at you, to, you know, make space for that. But I really think if you're feeling overwhelmed, go out into your community. Go out, show up to a peace walk or a protest. You know, even in my little neighborhood in Glendale, there's been one person every day on this corner with the Black Lives Matter sign, and some days 10 people join him, and sometimes it's just him. And I think, you know, find the way that feels right for you, but I really encourage having that, like, somatic experience of showing up as opposed to just showing up at a screen.
Completely. Yeah, it's so important. So important. So with what we're doing for our business and individuals, maybe we'll talk just in general, like, about, so we, you know, when this all started to really heat up and, there's a lot of conversations happening on social media, you know, we, Charlotte and I came together and we, you know, talked about how we wanted to show our support for the Black community and to make a statement on the injustice that has occurred and has occurred for a long time. So we did a post on our Instagram with resources. We collected a lot of resources of Black equestrians and Black-led organizations to donate to, people to follow. And that was really just the start of what we have planned for how we can continue this to keep going.
I think give that post a visit and know that that's just a jumping off point. And we really wanted to make sure also that we weren't just, you know, having a reactionary response, a sort of flash in the pan of, you know, it's not enough just to follow some people on Instagram. I think that's a start, and that's a good way to diversify your feed, diversify the information that's coming to you, and expand your knowledge of who is participating in, you know, whatever facet. I guess for us personally, we're talking about the equestrian community. And, you know, waking up, uncovering, pulling the wool off of your eyes and really seeing who's around you. But then in a more tangible way, we went ahead and committed to donating to Black-run organizations that support equestrians. Right now, we are committing to $1,200 throughout the course of the year, and we hope to be able to expand upon that as our business grows. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really important that we, as a part of, you know, white privilege, white community, that we make sure that we're supporting organizations that already exist as opposed to coming in and trying to start our own. I think what we really have to do right now is support Black people directly and Black equestrians, Black youth. Yeah. I'm so excited about being able to, you know, send at this time these small funds, and I hope mm-hmm. that there's more of that to come from us.
So we've committed to that as our business. So if you know, if you do subscribe to Heart Horse, you know that a portion of your subscription will actually go to supporting those kinds of organizations. Mm-hmm. And we have other plans too, but Charlotte and I are both the kind of people who like we don't want to, you know, talk about things we haven't done yet because it feels like we're just talking about them just to talk about them. But we will definitely like keep updating, you know, everyone in our community with the different kinds of ways that we're supporting the Black community and supporting these, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have many long-term plans in place that I'm really excited about and excited to learn more and add to that list. But we like to say, you know, we don't want to be all hat, no cattle. And I think that right now there's a lot of promises going around that are amazing. There's a lot of people committing to things. And I think that that is so awesome. And I hope that that continues. But on our end, the way that we want to convey ourselves is through what we're actually doing and what has been done as opposed to what we will do. I think we just want to be as honest as possible, and I really want, you know, people to see us for exactly who we are in this moment, not who we promise to be in the future.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. But one of the things we are doing too, just more, it's more personal about both of us, is dedicating time to learning and unlearning and re-educating ourselves. You know, and that's something we do separately, but also together. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we've done is purchase a course from Monique
Melton. At Moe, Motivate on Instagram.
Yeah. She has some resources that you can purchase. And please just purchase her resources, like, directly from her. You know, the thing is to also just, like, if people in the Black community have decided to become leaders and speakers on these issues, like, it's not up for them to answer our questions. You know, that's something we've learned. So it's, you know, just support what they've already produced and the resources they've already given. Mm-hmm. They are not the resource. They provide, create, and share resources.
But people themselves
don't treat
are
them
not.
Like a resource. Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. And you know, while you're doing your own learning and unlearning, make sure that you are, you know, looking to people like Monique who have consented to educating white people, and make sure that that's who you're looking to. Don't be DMing people and asking questions and posting comments and, you know, adding to emotional labor for people that are not consenting to providing that space for you. We have been taking the Anti-Racism 101 course, and we just got some books in the mail that I'm really excited about. We got a book called So You Want to Talk About Race, and I cannot wait to crack it open.
Me too. Yeah, and you know, we're hoping to bring these kinds of conversations, you know, to Heart Horse. It doesn't need to be it's all integrated, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. these topics about, you know, injustice and anti-racism, there's actually like a lot of overlap in horses. Like it doesn't seem like it, but I'm like, but I can relate anything to horses.
Yes,
like,
we can always
I can find
do that.
The connection. And it doesn't, you know, it should be something that's ongoing in all of our communities. It shouldn't be that we're all spending this week thinking and talking and sharing and then it's like, oh, back to normal, and then we let it all go. Like, there's ways to integrate this that can feel empowering.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you making that point about not going back to normal, like, I want to really iterate that there is no business as usual. There is no going back to normal. Like, what was normal has to be left behind.
Yeah,
and I think we really need to be focusing on what we're doing in the present and building a good foundation for the future. And I think, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of losing our sense of normal a little bit and diving into the unknown, mm-hmm. because it's going to be so much more beautiful.
Agreed. Yeah, completely. Completely. Like, just me going to my first protest.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I went. Like,
yes.
It was such a big deal, you know, for me to be able to go there and show support in that way, you know, and I wouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my old normal, right? So,
yes.
You know, even just finding out that I can do that. And
Yeah, I think there's so much to be discovered, and, you know, find more in the depths of yourself, you
yeah.
know? And of course, we're not saying this is, don't center yourself, don't make it about you. Obviously, Black Lives Matter is about Black people, and as white people, we should not be centering our emotions there. But, you know, I do want to say, just for encouragement, that, you know, there's just so much within you and more than you know that there is.
Yeah.
And celebrate that and share that and go ahead and do something you've never done before.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're here as a support too. You know, anyone who's listening to this podcast who has questions about what we've talked about so far and what we're going to be doing moving forward, or, you know, if you have questions for yourself, like, we are letting you know that we're available for that. So you're welcome to get in touch with us.
Definitely.
To talk, you know, we're here.
Yeah, we will do our absolute best to share with you what we've been learning, or mm-hmm. and direct you to Black educators and other resources that have been created that we're aware of, and we're going to keep adding to what we have to share with you.
Yeah, especially just for our equestrian community. It's just, mm-hmm. I mean, we want to see it grow in all ways, all directions, you know. And
absolutely.
It becomes so much richer when we have more voices, and
absolutely. And that's something that, like, we've always intended with Heart Horse, is it is rooted in community. And now, you know, at the very, it's beautiful that it's right when we've begun that we can really see a bigger community than
yes.
we might have if we had begun this a year ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate you listening to this podcast today, especially because we know that, I don't know how to say it, but just that it might not have been what you wanted to hear today. I don't know. You know, it's just, we just appreciate you listening.
Yeah. We really do. And hope you'll pop in and listen to us next time. And if you want to know more about Heart Horse, you can visit us at hearthorsebox.com or at Heart Horse Box on Instagram. And again, we've mentioned in this podcast the Compton Cowboys. You can find them at Compton Cowboys, and Monique Melton at Moe Motivate on Instagram as well. And we can't wait to see you again.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.